please get into the laser spa. Come in and see us and see if we can help you lose weight and change that diet, because you'll probably be free of the medicine if it's in the early stages. So again, medicine is like a raft to get across the river. It should not be your houseboat. With that said, we've got Brian on the line. We were just talking and introducing you, Brian, and we weren't able to hear you. So how's it going? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Great. So thank you for calling the radio. And just to let everybody know, Brian is one of our clients at the Slim Body Laser Spa. And he had received some laser treatments. He did the plan. And he called to share his results. So how did you hear about the Slim Body Laser Spa, Brian?
Actually, Doc, if you remember, I met up with you at the Home and Garden Show.
I do remember, but they don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Remember, you're talking to, don't be nervous, about 8,000 people are listening the average, right here in Stewart. So.
Yeah, so I met up with you. I saw your booth there at the Home and Garden Show, and we started talking. And then I made the appointment, went in, and met with your staff, and then the rest is history. It's been great.
Right. And I'll give a little background into it. Brian is a probably in your 50s?
Middle 50s.
And he was dressed very nice and very professional when I saw him there. And you work down south, is that correct?
Correct. I'm in Palm Beach Gardens.
That's right. So you were very concerned. You had been recently diagnosed. Was that you that with possibly some blood sugar issues? Was that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And what were some of the symptoms you were having from it?
Okay, a little more history on that. I had quit smoking 4 years ago.
Right.
And then metabolism changes, and I put on, you know, a tremendous amount of weight because of that. And then developed type 2 diabetes as a result of having all the extra weight.
Yeah, me too. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Except then, I didn't stop smoking. It just happened.
Yeah. So anyway, and that was the reason that I needed help, because normally I could do a diet and it would come off, but with having diabetes and then, you know, the tough weight from, you know, the changed metabolism, it was very, very difficult.
And your schedule, the fact that you have to work and down south, it precludes you from exercising and, you know.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
It does. It's miserable. You know, I'm in front of a computer anywhere from 10 to 12 hours a day, plus,
right,
you know, an hour commute each way back and forth. So it adds up.
Absolutely. So when I explained it to you, were you skeptic at all when I remember I had told you about it and told you that you could probably come twice a week, right?
Right.
If you couldn't
right.
make it three times a week, twice a week for 4 weeks, and you could expect to lose 3 to 9 inches fairly easily. I told you had to make a few diet changes, eat a little bit less, right?
Mm-hmm.
Drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
And that was truthful, right?
Oh, very truthful. I did the 3 times a week. You know, being diabetic, you know, anything that you do that you're going to try to metabolize, you know, a lot of different things, you know, you tend to have a little bit of, you know, concerns. So
yeah. I mean, as far as the side effects are being dangerous for your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just different things, and then so first week I only did 2 treatments, and then, you know, the second and third week I did 3 treatments.
Did you notice an inch loss? Was it measured and shown right away?
Oh, yes. Yes. Let me see. The very first treatment, there was almost an inch and a half reduction.
Right.
Just in one treatment.
And let's let people know what that means. You're measured in 3 spots, your belly button, an inch above, an inch below. So that would be a half inch in 3 spots.
Correct.
Yeah. But it's still... You notice it, right?
Well, yeah. You know, as soon as I was done, you know, the pants felt a
little looser, yeah.
Tight.
Yeah. And each treatment you had was kind of about a half inch or so.
Approximately, because after 9 treatments, I lost a little over 7 inches total.
Okay, so that's almost about, you know, 2.5 inches in girth.
Yes,
approximately.
That would be about correct. I had to go buy a new belt.
Yep, and without any strenuous exercise, no harsh dieting.
Nope.
Do you feel that if you did more treatment, you would lose more inches?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's the other part about it. Sometimes, you know, 9 sessions or 9 to 12 is enough to get kick-started. I like to tell people, start with 9 sessions and see if it works.
Mm-hmm.
Get a feeling for it. If it works at 9 sessions, you are good to go whenever, you know, because you can continue to lose more. I saw one gentleman who lost his entire belly. He had 42 treatments, and it was spaced out over a year. And
wow.
I thought, well, who would do 42 treatments? And then after you get 10 successful treatments and you've lost 2 inches and you got 15 inches you want to lose, why not? And for me myself, you know, I lost those 12 inches in about 4 weeks, which was 12 treatments. And I continue to use the laser every week probably since then. You know, and that's what's keeping me getting thinner and thinner. And I'm using it more on specific areas that I'm, you know, little pockets of fat, which are resistant to my new lifestyle. So it's what's really great about the laser, Brian, is it's very safe. And you can do it again and again and again without having any side effects or ill effects from it at all.
Oh, absolutely.
So eat, drink, be merry, and see the laser lipo guy, right?
Exactly.
But not the surgical one.
No.
No,
this
surgery.
Absolutely great.
Have you had any blood work done since then? Have they been back to your doctor to be examined?
I have. And just prior to starting the treatments, my fasting glucose was 138.
Wow.
And then...
And normal would be about 90, is that right?
Yeah, that's normal. But after the... You know, just after the 10th visit, I had it taken again, and I was down to 107.
Wow.
And that was a couple weeks ago, and right now I'm into the upper 90s.
Wow. Are you taking medicine too, Brian?
No, absolutely not.
There you go, people.
I was fortunate enough where I was getting ready to start taking medicine.
Yeah.
But this helped enough to where, no, I don't even have to think about medicines now.
You know, that's just a great story. And you know, it, like I said, medicine, you know why medicine is so dangerous, Brian? Because it works. In other words, it works so well to a certain extent that people won't do things that take a little more work. You know, I was real quick, since I got you here, if you got a second, one of my patients, his name is Mr. Hernandez, and he and I had basically the same body fat amount about 2 years ago. He was one of my chiropractic patients, and I was challenged him to lose weight. We were going to try to motivate each other to lose this weight. Now, he's a very successful guy. He runs a huge company in Dominican Republic, and he flies back and forth on his own private jet. So that's, need I say more? He's got all the money available to him. And we had kind of made this challenge out, and I lost that weight as a result of the type 2 diabetes. And it actually started happening in November. I lost the weight in February. And he came back that summer, that spring, to see me for treatment. And when I saw him, he looked bigger than when he left, and I was half the size. And you know what happened was in November, at the same time, because he's the same age as me, he was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and he decided to take the medicine, which I suggest if that's what the doctor tells you to do. But he wasn't able to make any lifestyle changes. So as a result of taking the diabetes medication, he was put on stronger meds 3 to 4 months later when his body adapted to it. You know, your body adapts to it. So he needed more medication. And then when he showed up here in South Florida, I told him that I had the same onset. I was the same weight as him, but I chose to lose the weight, and the laser helped me do that. So who do you think's going to live longer? I mean, you know, necessarily, I shouldn't say that for sure, because we could all die from things we don't know, knock on wood. But that's the different approach that people have.
And oh, absolutely.
Right? And you took the approach to spend a little effort and time into getting some help for it, and you're not on medicine today. And I did the same thing, and I guarantee my buddy over in Dominican Republic, I bet he's on stronger meds. He might even be borderline insulin dependent now, because that's what happens. You know, once your body adapts to that medicine, you end up needing insulin injections too, and then you go into full type 2 diabetes with insulin. And it's really hard to manage your blood sugar, you know, with a little machine every day, and thus you miss the mark. And that's why people end up with such serious health problems, because they can't regulate the blood sugar as good as your body. And then they end up having their, you know, their vision problems and neuropathies, and they end up losing, you know, they get a hangnail and their toe falls off because it won't heal because of the high blood sugar. So, and I don't mean to go into this in such depth, because this does not apply to us, but I think it's a great lesson for people to know that, you know, if you're recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes and it's less than 2 years, getting in and losing weight and changing some lifestyle can give you stupendous results.
Oh, I absolutely agree, because just prior to the treatments, I started getting the neuropathy in the, you know, the feet.
Yeah.
And anytime I ate, I would get the tingling, go to sleep feeling in my feet. But
as soon as you got that blood sugar up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, since the treatments, I haven't had one bit where my feet feel like they're going to sleep or the neuropathy
at all. So now you avoided being diagnosed with neuropathy and having to take Neurontin, gabapentin, the rest of your life. You never have to take Lyrica, right?
Exactly.
You see that for the number of, and you know what else affects blood flow? Your sexual function is affected by it. So no Cialis and no Viagra for you either, because you've improved your circulation. All those drugs are side effects of you know, of high blood sugar and circulatory problems in the lower extremity. Plus your balance, your ability to walk stably and feel the ground has a lot to do with, you know, when you have neuropathy, you can't feel the ground. So you end up wobbling when you walk. You have to walk with a much wider gait. You see people with their feet spread apart. That goes away.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
looking like the old man walking down the street.
That's how you know it. That's how you, when I was actor in school, that's how you made yourself look like you were old. They said separate your feet and walk with your feet separated, and you look like an old person right away.
Exactly.
Even in your 20s. Well, I just think that's great, Brian. You know, I am very, very pleased that you got the results you got. I remember you vividly when I met you at the over at the fairgrounds, and you made, you know, I talked to hundreds of people, thousands, but not many people really make the move like you did, and that you got to give yourself credit for that.
Well, I appreciate
because you did.
That. Yeah, and it was the best move I ever did. So.
Yep. And if you ever want a job at the laser spa, promoting, marketing, bringing this out to more people, because I know you're a very successful guy, you just look me up. I'm ready to expand. And
oh,
with something like this, could you imagine how the world could change? That's how I saw this machine. When I saw it and I watched a guy lay on his back, he lost an inch in circumference in a 50-minute treatment in front of me in a chair. I looked at my wife and I said, if this thing really works, it could change the world. Look at that. Oh, my God, you know. And I bought the machine 5 years ago, $70,000. And
nice.
I've used it and tried it, and, you know, and it works. It really does. And now I have 7 machines. I have 2 offices, and we're getting even better at it. Anyway, I know you got to go back to work, Brian. Thank you.
I do, and I appreciate all that you have done, and anytime.
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye. All righty there. I think we're going to take a break for a second, right? Can we do that?